Blog Talk Radio.
God has smiled on me. He has set me free. Oh, 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 God has smiled on me. He's been good to me.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He woke us up this morning, clothed in our right mind. We have the use and activities of our limbs. We have our life, our health, and our strength today. and the God is good to us over and over and over again. No matter what comes our way, God is right there. He said he would never leave us nor forsake us. He would be with us until the end. And so we're grateful unto him this morning. We're thankful unto him. So listen, today we're going to talk about the power in us. The power, hallelujah, in us. Yeah, I know you heard we can call those things that are not as though they were. Yeah, speak it into existence. Oh, you done heard all of these sayings before. And today this is what we want. We want to activate the power of God that is in us. He's got all power. There's no higher power. But he's not a selfish God. Yeah, he's not selfish. So he has given us power, gave us love, gave us a sound mind. Hallelujah. Oh, I can talk about it. And so I thank him today for the power that he has given to us, the believer, the saints of God, the people of God. He's given us power. But we must learn to activate this power. And it all starts, like with anything else with God, it all starts by faith. Yeah, by having faith in him. He said those of us that come to him, we must believe. Yeah, we must believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Diligently, faithfully, continually, always seeking God. He's going to reward you. Woo! Hallelujah. I got some testimony. Thank you, Jesus. And we thank him this morning. We thank him. It's Tuesday. And this is May the 11th, 2021. And we've never seen this day before. We've seen plenty May 11th, but never in 2021. This is our first time. Wow. I just went yesterday and got me some gas. Brother Lewis said that there was a cyber attack on the East Coast pipeline, and they shut it down. Gasoline in many places was sold out due to the panic. Buying and supply shortage. They report that a Russian criminal group hacked it and took over the system. Yeah, I went and got, I didn't fill up yesterday, but I did get some gas. But even in all of this, see, this is what I'm telling people. We don't focus right. We're too busy trying to get things back to regular. We're too busy trying to get things back to what we call normal. God made it abnormal. God made it to be not the way it was before he allowed it to be this way. So we need to stop trying to focus on regular and going back to normal and focus more on God, because there are many different changes coming. Hey, I don't know if we'll ever get back to normal or regular. But the God that allowed it, who have all power, we need to focus more on him. Well, he said, when we hear all this stuff, don't be alarmed. Just know that it's closer to his return. So every morning we come and we hear what the Spirit has to say to the church so that we can prepare for his return. Last week we talked about keeping your lamp trimmed and burning. Yeah, we talked about the 10 virgins, 5 wise and 5 foolish. We talked about preparing so when the bridegroom comes, we can go into the wedding. We won't be left out. But if we're not focused, we will. If we're focusing on getting back to normal, getting back to regular, we will be left out because our mind is not on him. And many are praying, Lord, do this, Lord, do that. And God is not paying any of that any attention. Because not our will, but his will must be done. Father, help me to accept what you allow. And see, we got to make God real in our lives. We got to make his word real in our lives. Not just some black letters on some white paper, But we got to make this word come alive in us, because it's a live word. It's a living word. Even what he spoke from Genesis to Matthew's, it's a living word. When we got to Matthew's, things began to change. Now we see the Savior of the world come on the scene. But even the Old Testament, because he wrote it, well, he inspired man to write it for our learning. Yeah. He inspired man to write his word for our learning. Ooh. Brother Mike said, hopefully you got gas by you. Most stations are out. Ones that have gas lines are 40 cars long. Lord, I thank you for the gas. I stopped. Well, no, you know when it was? That was Sunday. I stopped Sunday and got gas, because it take around $25 to fill my truck up. And I think I've got about $15 worth. So I thank God for the gas, and I don't really go nowhere, so I'm not burning no gas, you know. Not a whole lot of it. And I'm grateful unto God. I didn't even know this was coming. My brother told me, he said, listen, I need you, because I know you love chicken wings, I need you to buy up some chicken wings now. He said, because you might be out of chicken wings in a minute. Another thing, if you like ketchup, get you some ketchup, because it's going to be a ketchup shortage. I said, what? He said, yeah, listen to me. Go on and do it now. I said, okay. I forgot it yesterday, to be honest, because I got, you know, wings in the freezer. But listen, a lot is coming down. So if we focus on going back to normal, we focus on getting back to regular, I think you can forget that. Yeah. Our focus should be on God and his word today. God and what he can do. God and what he want to do. Lord, I don't like it that the station's out of gas, but I accept what you have allowed. I don't like it that these Russian hackers come in, criminals, and hacked it and took over the system. I don't like that, Lord. But I will accept what you allow. Why? You're better off anyway. Can you change it? No, you cannot. Only he can. So there's no need for me sitting up worrying and this and that. Because, see, there are a lot of things happening. Because they're trying to come to war. But he said we would hear of wars. There will be wars. And we will hear of rumors of wars. But just know this. Don't be scared. Don't be alarmed. Just know it's closer to his return. It's closer to time for him to come back, looking for his church without spot or wrinkle. Lord, I'm not used to this. God, I'm not used to hearing about all these things I never heard of before. But you said, don't be alarmed. So I'm going to accept what you allow, and Father, I'm going to trust you to bring me through. I'm going to trust you to keep me safe. No calamity shall come nigh my dwelling. Nothing bad shall come near me. And if it does, it's not going to grow. It'll just come and that's it. And I'm not going to look at what come my way. What I'm going to look at is you, the one that have all power, the one who can loose his ministering angels, the one that can loose his protecting angels, the one that can lose his fighting angels, the one that can lose his evil angels concerning me. If it's an evil fight, if it's something evil need to be battled, he can lose the evil angels. They're going to win. I need protection. He's going to lose his protecting angels, who can protect better than anything else that has ever been. The devil have nothing on God. God gave him some power. He gave him power of the air. He's the prince of the air. But God didn't give him all power, because he's got all power. And all power today is on our side, if we can but believe. And stop looking at situations and feeling panicky. See, when you feel panicky, that means you don't have something right. Something is not in place that you need. I can't panic over nonsense that the devil brought forth or a man is bringing forth. Now, if God brings something forth, I better check it out and check it out thoroughly. Hallelujah. But he promised me he would never leave me nor forsake me. He would be with me until the end. And that's for every believer. That's for every child of God. All the people of God. He's no respecter of persons. We just got to get in his word and know what his word says concerning us. And you often hear me tell you, his word says this about you. You're the head and not the tail. You are above and not beneath. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. You are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus who loves you. You can do all things through Christ who strengthened you. And guess what else he gave us? We can look to the hills from which cometh our help. All of our help comes from the Lord. He made the heavens and the earth. If you're down in the valley, you can pray and he'll bring you up on the mountaintop. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Today we are talking about the power in us. But Lord, how's Sherry doing? The power in us. Yeah. And you may get some rain soon. Say Israel's being hammered by missiles. We pray for Israel. He said to love them and pray for them, and we'll prosper if we love them. Now that's what his words say. That's not what my words say. And you see this? You hear this? Yeah. I believe if Mr. Trump was in, a lot of this would be going on now. I'm telling you, because they know. They know strong from weak. They know sane from sound. You hear me? Yeah, I don't believe Mr. Trump would allow this right here. I think he would have been clowning and cutting up and fighting and everything else. Oh no, you're not coming over here to show me your power. Let me show you mine. Yeah, I really believe that. And see, there were a lot of things people didn't understand about this man, Mr. Trump, and they listened to what the media said, like they do with the black against white and the cops just killing black folks. All this been going, a lying liar. And black folks feed into that foolishness. Yeah, it's lies. And they feed right into it. Don't go check nothing out, investigate nothing. Just listening to lies and following them lies. I've been stopped by the cops. Them people say, ma'am, let me see your license and your insurance and your registration. Excuse me, ma'am, I'll be right back. They go run a check on the foolishness, come back, give me my stuff and say, thank you, ma'am. Have a nice day. Now, if I say, may I ask why I was pulled over? Sometimes they may tell me, I pull you over because your back light is out, ma'am. Or if that wasn't the case, they say, well, ma'am, I pulled you over because you were swerving a little bit. Or your car didn't appear to be, you know, going straight, or whatever the case may be. It's his job to keep the roads safe. It's his job to keep the people in the city safe. If I don't have no warrants, I'm not high, I'm not hell-raising, why do I have a problem with the cops stopping me? I said I'm human like everybody else. I want to be like everybody else. So what's the problem? I'm clean. I'm good. All my stuff is legal. I'm not breaking the law. He did a check on me, a stop check on me. Okay, sir, thank you. And I'm gone. Yes, sir. Okay, he said she started therapy today. And he said, but has a tough road to hold. Yeah. Okay. She going to be all right. I don't think it's going to be too much longer. I'm praying that she come home. Yeah. And that the therapist can come there and continue her therapy. Yeah, get her out of that rehab. I don't like that. But yeah, we just got to gird up the loins of our hearts and minds in God, in his word, and believe it and stand on it. Yeah, I can't help what I see. They can bomb, they can keep the gas, the virus can still be out there. He going to put me in a safe place. Yeah. Okay, Brother Lewis said they won't let him see her, and I'm as nervous as a long-tailed cat in a room full of rocket jets. You know what? I would do something for Lewis, because Lewis is too much. Yeah. No, they won't let you see her, but you can talk to her on the phone, I'm sure, and just see how often you can call and chit-chat and, you know, keep her encouraged if you can, Brother Lewis. Yeah. Hallelujah. We're going to keep praying for Sherry. Yeah, we're going to keep praying for Sister Samoa. Listen, I wanted to ask everyone who can if we could get maybe $10. Each person give $10 if you can. And I want to put this in a card and send it to Sister Samoa. And one reason I was thinking of sending it in a card. Okay, good. He said they are texting via computer right now. Tell her we all said good morning, and we praying for a speedy recovery for her, Brother Louis. Yeah. And tell her we love her. We love her. We want to stay on top of her, of what's going on. Yeah. So I want to get $10 from everybody who can and send it to Sister Samoa. Because I don't think she do Cash App. I will ask her today and see. And if she can do Cash App, because a lot of things I know she don't do online. But if she can do Cash App, then we each will send her $10 through Cash App. Let me get her Cash App information. And this way, she can do some things, you know, to help herself. And, because I don't know what's all needed. I didn't talk to her yesterday. Yesterday, I went to the dentist, you know, when they got through digging and probing and plumbing and whatever they did, I come home. But I will call her today to find out what's going on. And I was going to try to attend, but I don't think I can. So we just still keeping things in prayer. And not according to my will, but according to Almighty God's will. And so we thank him today and plant a seed. When you give the $10, we plant a seed. Yeah, because we don't just give away money. We plant seeds. And we give in so that God can multiply back to us because he loves a cheerful giver. So if you give, he's going to return it back to you. And I ask that the Lord, that everybody give the $10, that he would return it 100-fold back to you. Yeah. In Jesus' name. And so we're thankful this morning. And, you know, if it was you and you lost a loved one, you lost a child, or mama passed, or whatever, what would you want? Wouldn't you want somebody to show you kindness and love and make you feel better? Because that's one thing you can never get back. Mm-mm. You can't get that child back. She's gone. So I want to encourage you in that today. And let me get her Cash App information if she has it. If not, we'll have to put it in a card and send it to her. And I'll be working on that. Hold on just 1 minute. Not Cash App the money to me. Oh, you could if you want to. If you want to, you can Cash App it to me. But I was going to first see if she have a Cash App account. And if she have a Cash App account, I wanted to Cash App it to her account. But let me talk with her today and see if she have a Cash App account. And then tomorrow morning, you know, if the Lord say the same thing, we come back, then I can let you know. Her Cash App information. Yeah, we're going to do it that way. All right, so that way she's directly getting the $10. You understand? No middleman. But if she need a middleman, then I'll be her middleman. But if she don't, just send it to her, you know. And God bless her today. Because I tell you, I talked to her Saturday. And let me tell y'all something. I knew it. She loved them kids. The children that she have, this woman loved them. I don't care, right, wrong, good, bad, up, down, over, under. She loved them children. And when that daughter was in the hospital, this woman worked every day. Yeah. And when they would allow her to see her, she would be right there. And at one point, they had to go through the chaplain to go see her. So she going through the chaplain, meeting with the chaplain, because that's the only way she could see her. Every time she met with the chaplain, she got a chance to see her daughter. If she didn't meet with the chaplain, she couldn't see her. So Sister Samoa over there meeting with the chaplain to see the daughter. Yeah, she had to find her way in there to see her younger. And so we were talking Saturday, and she would break down. And, oh, my goodness, when I first started talking to her, to be honest with you, I didn't know nothing. God had to give it to me. I didn't know nothing to say. I didn't know nothing to do because I knew she loved that girl. And besides, that was her only daughter. And many know that a mom and a daughter relationship, you close. You close. And the things she was saying, I said, Lord, have mercy. That's all I could say. Lord, help me to help her. So I continued to talk to her, continued to talk to her, continued to share things with her. And I asked her some questions, and then we began to laugh. You know, I made her laugh, and she made me laugh. And I talked about something she knew about, a personal thing that she and I had talked about. So we began to talk about that, and I could see the burden, you know, lifting, that she could focus a little more, you know. And so I listened to her, let her talk. And she said, I might be going back over the same thing. I said, that's okay, Sister Samuel. You know, I'm here. I hear what you're saying. She really wasn't quite going back over everything, but, you know, she didn't know. Because she said, Sister Barbara, I don't know what I want right now. I don't know. I don't even know what I do. I just feel like what I was doing was to bring my daughter home and see after my daughter. And now she's gone. She's not here anymore, Sister Barbara. I can't go see her. Or she would just break down. And all I could do is just whisper to the Lord, Lord, strengthen me. Strengthen me, God. Don't let me break down. If I would have started crying, I know that would have just, you know. So he strengthened me, and we got on, you know, through the conversation, and it was getting late. And I tried not to eat after 6 o'clock, but I had to eat after 6. I was just trying not to eat too late, you know, 10 o'clock. So I got off the phone, and then I called her Sunday. And we talked because she said her husband was coming over, and they were going to make the arrangements, you know, for the homegoing celebration. Yeah. And so God is faithful. And she texts me last night and says, Sister Barbara, you all right? I like that. Yeah. You all right, Sister Barbara? I said, look at Sister Samoa checking on me now. And that was a good thing. That was a good thing. So today I will call her, check on her, and we'll see if she have the cash app. And we'll go from there. Listen, we're going to prayer this morning because I believe this is a wonderful topic. And if you notice, I used to put as often as I can a week's supply of topics, Monday through Friday. And all of a sudden, it's like I can't do it. I was going to do it yesterday for today, but I sat here and I said, Lord, you didn't give me nothing yet. You didn't give me anything. I couldn't think of nothing. And it, I could hear it in the morning. I'll give it to you. I closed Blog Talk out, went on about my business, come on back, got back online to do some more work. And I said, no, I can't do nothing for tomorrow because I don't have nothing yet. Waking up this morning. He gave me the power in us. Yeah, waking up. Yeah, I got the power. In us. I said, okay, Lord, and that's what I'm going to put in for today. Then he took me to 2 Timothy, showed me 2 Timothy chapter 1. I said, look at this. So if we wait on God, so you got to wait on him. It does us no good to move before him or after him. We got to move while he's moving. Yeah, he won't leave us, not forsake us, but God is not always moving like that, you see? And I love that right there. I love waking up and him speaking. Yeah. So many mornings he has done it for me. I'm waking up. I'm realize I'm alive, you know, closed in my right mind. I'm waking up. Lord, I thank you. And he'll begin to speak. I kind of hold a prayer back so I can listen. And then when he's done, I continue on. And he don't do a long sermon now. Now, when you get up this morning, Barbara, I wanted this. He don't do all that. He just give it to him and he's done. And see, when you commune and you fellowship with him often enough, his sheep know his voice, and a stranger they will not follow. Amen goes right there. His sheep know his voice. The believer, the saints of God, the people of God, we know his voice, and a stranger we will not follow. That's good news right there, because a stranger may lead us anywhere. But God is always leading and guiding in the right way. He's leading and guiding us to the right path. Hallelujah. The scripture says, go back to the old path and take a look around. Make your decision right there on the old path if you're going to stay with God or if you're going to leave him. Dale, I go to that old path. And every day I choose to stay with him. He's all I got. You know, some people, you know, they may have more, but God is all I have. Jesus is all I got. Fred Hammer sings a song, said, Jesus is all the world to me. He is my life. My early morning voice. Oh, I love it. I was playing him yesterday. Listen, Jesus is my all. I don't have anything else. He's all I got. He's more than I need. I'm telling you the truth. All I have come from God. I got nothing on my own. I didn't know how. Hallelujah. He blessed me. Because without him, I can do nothing. I can't do nothing for myself. He does it. He clothed me in the right mind. He blessed me to think. He blessed me to move these limbs and this body. Yeah, that's him. The body is breathing and living because he's allowing it. He's keeping it doing that. I can't keep myself alive. Only he can. Hallelujah, Jesus. So we thank him this morning. Listen, let's pray. And after prayer, we're going to one more song of the morning. And when we come back, we're coming back with our morning scripture and our topic of the day, the power in us. And this morning, I don't want to forget to read the senator's prayer. I love this prayer. And I want to make sure I stay on top of it. Years ago, I know Brother Lewis remember it. I know it's been 10 years, Brother Lewis, or close to it. I was sent this prayer, and I don't know, Brother Lewis could have sent it to me. And I read it, and I put it up, but my computer changed, and some of the stuff didn't save, you know, in the update or the upgrade or whatever it is, and I lost the prayer. But I made me a copy of this prayer on the computer. I got a paper copy. I got an email copy, and I'm going to blow this up and put it in a picture frame and put it on the wall in my office. I'm going to keep this because I want to be mindful of this. And listen, when y'all read this prayer and you see it online, listen, don't let the devil tell you this is a prayer for same-sex marriages. This is a prayer against gay people. Don't listen to that lie. This is a prayer to the Lord of what we've done. And God knows it's the truth. Some things on here, I had to raise my hand. Guilty. Yes, yes. And the reason, too, I was guilty, because I said nothing about it. So we praying these prayers that God would hear and answer, and that he would bless America the best that he could bless, because guess what? He won't come against man's will, and he already said. Man has become wickeder and wiser, and he's becoming even more wickeder and wiser. Look back at Noah's day. He saw all that evil and all that man was doing. He said he couldn't always strive with man. And eventually he cut man off. It rained 40 days and 40 nights, drowned everybody but the eight. He kept Noah around because Noah had faith and Noah believed in God, and Noah did the best he could to obey God. But everybody else, isn't that something? Eight people were saved. Lord have mercy, Jesus. So that let me know, even in this day and time, guess what? Three could be saved. Three. Because we got to get our hearts and mind right with the Lord. We got to believe his word and stop believing what these people done taught us. And stop believing according to our flesh, this is what God is telling. Dig in that word, pray. Get in that prayer closet and tell the Lord like Jacob, Lord, I can't come out until you give me a true understanding of your word. I got to apply it, Lord. I got to prepare for your return. I want to go back with you when you come. Lord, I need you to help me. Lord God, bring my flesh under subjection. Teach me how to walk in the spirit. And Lord, let me walk in the spirit as often as I can. Don't let me make one excuse. Help me, Father. Show me how to keep my mind on you. So it's you that would keep me in perfect peace, because I trust you, God. Help me to trust you, Lord. Show me how to trust you. Because you're coming back and you're looking for the church without spot or wrinkle. I want the spots and the wrinkles out of me. Yeah, we just got to begin. Get real with him now. You see what's happening? They done hacked the gas. The system. Bombing Israel. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Yeah. I trust the Lord. Pray for Israel and Jerusalem every day. Pray for them. He said, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. The weapon is formed against Israel. I don't know if it'll prosper, but it has formed. And so let's pray. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you for your word today. For your word is a lamp unto our feet. And Father, it's a light unto our path. If we allow it, we must allow your word, God, to lead and guide us into all truth as well as your spirit. Help us this morning. Help us to be word-walking people, your word-walking people. Help us to be a spiritual people, walking in the spirit of God Almighty. Lord, you have all power, Jehovah. Help us not to walk in the spirit of ourselves. Help us not to fulfill the lust of our flesh. We come before you this morning, Lord, boldly before the throne of grace to make our petition known unto you. We thank you, Father, for another Tuesday morning. We thank you for waking us up, clothed in our right minds. Thank you for the use and activities of all our limbs. Father, we thank you today for our life, our health, and our strength. And we come this morning bowed down before you in humbleness. For your almighty God who have all power. Father, there's no higher power. The earth is yours, the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Father, nothing goes on that you don't know about. And whatever even less bad is going on, you allowed it. And Father, we accept what you allow today. And we ask you, Lord, to help us to gird up the loins of our hearts and mind in you that we would remain obedient and faithful unto you. Help us today to do what's pleasing and the things that you can accept, and not to look at situations, but to look unto you, the author and finisher of our faith. Father, you are our Alpha and Omega. You are our beginning and our end. And we need you today, for without you, we can do nothing. Help us today, Lord, to come up in you. Help us to yet be witnesses unto you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we want to yet talk of your wondrous works and make known your deeds among the people. For now is a time to come to you. We lift you up today. We lift up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, so that you can draw, hallelujah, all men unto you. We want to lift you up today, not ourselves and not what we're doing and not what we think. But God, we want to lift you up, for you're worthy this morning. And we know that if you be lifted up, you will draw, hallelujah, men unto you. Do it today in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you this morning for coming boldly before the throne of grace. We thank you that we can come boldly to you. Hallelujah. Thank you for your son, Jesus, the mediator. Hallelujah. That take our prayers to you. And Father, we give you glory. Hallelujah. We give you honor this morning. We give you the praise. We thank you, Lord, for all you've done for us. Jesus, the mediator. Hallelujah. Your son bring our prayers to you. We thank you this morning. Thank you for the throne of grace that we can come boldly before, bow down in humbleness, yet bold to tell you the things that we need, Lord, and the things that we desire. And you don't just hear, but Lord, you answer. And we're grateful unto you. We appreciate you and we love you today. Father, it was you who first loved us, your people. We thank you this morning. We come this morning before you, Father, with every caller and with every listener, those coming through the archives and the podcast, God. And we ask this morning in the name of your son, Jesus, that you would bless every household represented here. Father, we ask that you would make a stop by, a visit, God, today to the houses. And Lord, even mine. And that, Lord, whatever's there that's not right, you would fix it. Send your anointing through there in the name of Jesus. Lord, in many cases, some may need to be slain in the spirit of the Holy Ghost. God, do it for them. That you would fix everything to prepare them for your return, to get out the spots and the wrinkles. Do it today in the name of Jesus. Father, we're hearing about all these things. And you said when we hear, don't be alarmed. Just know it's closer to your return. And Father, we want the spots and the wrinkles out of all of us. We all want it out of us because we know this is what you're looking for when you return. And Father, we want to look like your son, Jesus. We don't want to act like him. We want to be like him, God. Oh, we've been faithful unto you. We've obeyed you. Whatever's pleasing and acceptable unto you, help us this morning. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you the honor and praise. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. To his majesty. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We bring those that are sick before you this morning, Sherry. We bring Brother Frank. We bring Sister Samoa before you this morning. And Father, we ask today that you would touch and heal in the name of Jesus. Father, we're pressing in to touch the hem of your garment. For everyone that's sick, Sister Laura, God, my God, baby. Lord, for everyone that's sick, everyone that's going through something in their bodies this morning, we're pressing in to touch the hem of your garment. For Lord, we know that we all can be made whole because we've touched the hem of your garment. Father, it's you that heal all manner of sickness and disease. Do it for us today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, touch Sherry's eyes. That God, she see the better, touch and heal her this morning in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Father, we come this morning asking that you would bless those that are incarcerated and, Father, their families and those that are in the branch of the military and their families. God bless the administration of the military this morning. Move by your spirit, lead and guide them, O God, in all that they do in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, we bring widowers before you and bereaved families this morning. God, we bring intercessory prayer people before you. Preachers preaching in the name of Jesus in obedience unto you and love for your people. Father, this morning we bring Israel before you. And we ask that you would bless Israel, that you would loose your protecting angels. God, loose your fighting angels to fight on Israel's behalf this day. Hey, God, in the name of Jesus. Prosper Jerusalem, O God. Prosper them the more. Loose your protecting angels to shield and protect, to keep them all from all hurt, harm, or danger in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. All the areas, God. You know what's best for your people. Father, remember our brothers and sisters everywhere this morning. And Lord, remember the young man that from Cameroon that asked for prayer. And God, he's got his passport, but he needs a job and he needs a visa. He said his wife is asking him to do more for their family. Bless him and his children. In the name of Jesus, bless his wife. Lord, open a door for him where he's at. Give him a place to live. Give him a job there, oh God. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask that you would bless all our brothers and sisters overseas. Move by your spirit today. Strengthen them, oh God, in your word. Strengthen them in your spirit. Strengthen them in you today in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you this morning that we can ask for what we want. Hallelujah. We believe you today to do it. Ask this morning that God, you will continue to bless America and the leadership. Move by your spirit today, God. We bind up the hand of the enemy in the leadership of America. We bind it up and cast it back to the pits of hell, never to return in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask in our leadership that you would rebuke the devourer for our sake, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you know what's best. And Lord, we know that many will bow down from you to bow down to the enemy. Lord, to stay in place. But Father, you know what's best. Shake the house this morning in the name of Jesus. Shake it up, O God. Hallelujah. And Lord, when it get broken up, Lord, you repair it. Or let them be so shook up until they can't think how to repair it. Only you can. In the name of Jesus. Give them the right frame of mind. In the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you this morning. We thank you, Father. Bless this segment of Jesus in the morning. Father, have your way here today. Move by your spirit here. In the name of Jesus. We thank you. We give you glory. We give you the honor, Father, and we give you the praise. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Father, thank you this morning for you know what's best for us. Stir up the gifts in us today that, Father, we will obey you and do what you chose us to do, what you called us to do. Father, what you brought us forth for. Do it today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help us to obey. Help us to trust you with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding. Father, in all our ways, help us to acknowledge you. You're going to direct our path. Help us not to be wise in our own eyes. Father, help us to fear you and depart from evil. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you this morning. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you today. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, the power in us. Oh, thank you, Lord. Stir it up today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. We give God the glory. We give him the honor this morning, and we give him praise, for there's none like him. We can search all over. We won't find anybody. Nobody greater than him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Are we going to this one this morning? And that when we come back, we're coming back with our scripture reading and our topic for today, the power in us. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
God's been good.
God's been good to
me. Up, down. Everybody say,
God's been good.
I want to tell you that God been good. Everybody say, all of my life, come on, giant, say,
God's been good.
All of my life.
The singer's on the thing.
Hold to his hand. Everybody say, let me hear you say,
hold.
God's unchanged.
Has he ever fixed it for anybody? Let me see you wave your hand.
Somebody say,
Jesus.
Oh, oh,
oh.
Oh, oh, oh.
Jesus,
Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus
The kind of radio you need. Yes, Jesus in the Morning Radio. Bold radio for real people.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. So this morning, our topic is this, the power in us. Do you have power this morning? Good morning, Brother Perry, God bless you. Do you have the power of God in you this morning? Because when I look over at 2 Timothy, the first chapter and the seventh verse, we're going back from over to one, but that seventh verse says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Huh? This is what he gave us, the believer. This is what God has given unto us. So what we need is to activate the power. I read the scripture that says, according to what's in you. You have power in you. Well, Barbara, I've got the power, but I don't know how to activate it. I don't quite understand at all about the power, Barbara. This morning, I want to encourage every believer, every saint of God, all the people of God today. Because see, some feel like this, well, they preachers, and I'm not a preacher. I'm a usher, and I'm low, he's a deacon. We all are many members making up one body. Jesus is the head. He's the only one that have all the power. Each of us make up this one body. Many members, but one body. So if you're a believer this morning, you're just as important as anything and anybody else to God. He's no respecter of persons. Meaning this, he won't do something for me and not do it for you. He won't do something for you and not do it for me. He loves us all the same. He loves us all. And especially, he loved us anyway, but now that we belong to him, we received him and he received us. He especially won't withhold no good thing from us. Each of us have gifts. And we need to stir them up in us. We need to stir up the gifts. The power that works in you is according to what God put in you. And you can go to him and ask him for anything you want. If you want the power stirred up, if you want the power activated, ask him. One way I know to get that power activated up and running is to have 100% faith in God. Trust him. Open your mouth. Many days you got to rebuke that situation. You got to cancel that situation. You got to tie it up, bind it up. Speak to it. Not today. I bind you up in the name of Jesus. And mean it when you say it. According to the power that worketh in me. According to the power that is in me. I bind you up today and I cast you to the pits of hell, never to return. When we walk in according to the word of God in obedience and asking God, let the power that work in me, which is you, send that on back to hell. In Jesus' name. He's going to do just that. He's going to do just that. It's going. And if you believe you're operating in the power of God, it's got to go. It's got to go. Even in situations, I need money. I need this. The power that work in you. The power that's in you. Speak it out your mouth. A lot of times we want to be dead quiet ministries. We want to act like we can't do nothing, you know. God didn't give us nothing. He got it all. No, he's not selfish. He gave you power. He gave you love and a sound mind. How many heard the song, Love Lifted Me? Do you know love will cause your neighbor to treat you right? Keep showing love. I don't care what they do. You don't have to give an account of what they're doing, but you have to give an account of what you're doing. You have the power to do anything that you want to do, especially when you're doing the right thing, especially in obedience unto God's word. The power in us today. The power in us. Look, Apostle Paul wrote Timothy this letter. Yeah. 2 Timothy chapter 1, we're starting at verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life, which is in Christ Jesus. Now listen, you are who you are today, a believer, the child of God, because you are of Jesus Christ, and it's by the will of God, according to the promise of life, which is in Christ Jesus. He said, if we believe on him, we won't perish, but we'll have everlasting life. For he so loved us. This didn't come by the White House. You didn't get saved because of your prestige. You didn't get saved because of who you are on the job. You're not saved because of your family background, your family history. You had good godly parents, and so it rolled over to you. No. It's all through Jesus Christ. It's the will of God. Because without his will, him willing to save us, we would not be. We would not be here. We couldn't do it. So listen. The second verse says, to Timothy, my dearly beloved son. And I'm saying this morning, to each of you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, members of the body of Christ. Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord is what I'm saying to you this morning. And that third verse, he says, I thank God whom I served from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing, did you hear that word? Without ceasing, I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day. Night and day. That 12 o'clock prayer, 3 o'clock prayer, 6 o'clock prayer, before you go to bed prayer. Night and day, I remember those that come to Jesus in the morning, those that come to Freedom Doors Ministry in prayer. And I thank God for you. And my prayer is that God would bless you spiritually more than anything else. And that he will continue to meet the need in your lives according to his riches and glory by his son Christ Jesus. Because the earth is his, the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. So you belong to him. And he see the need. He see the wants. He see your desires. And he's able to deliver to you. For we have power in us, that we can activate this power, that whatever it is we want and need, it can come about. But we're working on spiritual things more than natural things. Remember, I told you I was running the store, Jesus in the Morning Confectionery and Cafe. It was all in one building. And I was serving the community. It wasn't really about me making money, but it was about me serving the people. It was in what they call a low-income ghetto area. These people needed God. Do you hear what I say? There was even a lady across the street, and she would yell over there in the mornings when I'm sweeping out front, hey, Sister Barbara, God bless you today. We thank God for another day. Yeah, yeah. She lived in what we call in Florida one of those scattered site houses, where you put in so many hours and help them to build your house. You don't know where they're building it. They choose the spot to build it. And she would yell every morning. And listen, I would go home at night and somebody would be parked in my parking space. I would have to drive up front and park and walk. I'm tired, you know. And then sometime somebody was trying to pull into the parking space. I called it before me. And I wasn't going to fight with anybody over there. I began to pray. And I felt like my work was done there because God had moved me way up the street from there, many blocks from there. It was in the same area, but I was all the way up quite a few blocks from where I lived. And I felt like my work in Hilltop was done. I begin to pray, yeah, according to the power in me. I begin to speak. I'm getting a house. I'm moving out of here. I'm getting a house. Went home 3 nights. Lord, I want a house. Lord, I feel like my labor here is done. Lord, I don't want to fight nobody over a parking space. Every night I'm going home praying that prayer, you know, after praying for everybody on Jesus in the morning and praying for people in the community, praying for whatever happened at the store that day, you know. And the last prayers was for myself. You know, I done prayed for my family, my children and everything. And I'm laying there talking about a house. That third night God come and said, I heard you the first time. Do you hear what I said? I heard you the first time you asked me for a house. I heard you the first time you thought about a house. I heard you the first time you told me about a house. This is what he said. I'm giving you a house. I just need you to wait. When I know anything, I was moving into a what? A house. And it wasn't just any kind of old house. He picked quality for me. Yes, he did. The doors are quality doors. The windows are, he picked a quality house for me. I didn't choose the house. I told him what I wanted in the house, but he chose the house. Listen, years later, that was in 2015. This is 21. He come back in 20. And he said to me, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. And he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. He brought that back to me again. And I'm still waiting. But he began, remember he said he would be of good courage and he should strengthen thine heart. I kept the faith. I kept being happy. I continued to work unto him. I come mornings and encourage you. I wanted the lanai clean. When I know anything, I was getting the lanai clean. I wanted the roof tied back in the way it was supposed to be done the first time. That took place. He went on and did that for me. I wanted the flower beds and all of that cleaned out, the pond cleaned out. He went on and he did that. I wanted some stuff done to the pool. He went on and he did that. Not I did it, he did it. Wait on the Lord, be of a good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart, thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. See, what he says to us is very important. Some things he spoke years ago, we forgot, and we're running on, but we got to go back to the old path and remember what he said. And according to the power in us. Again, he gave us power, love, and a sound mind. And if we remember God, walk in the spirit. I know some people like it when I say, well, you're not going to walk in the spirit 24/7. Oh, they feel good about that. But we should feel bad that we're not walking in the spirit 24 hours a day to please God. And he know we can't do it 24 hours, but we walk in the spirit as often as we possibly can. We remembering God. Because today and every day, there are going to be things that come our way that we have no control over. Only God can fix it. Could anybody fix the coronavirus? They giving out vaccines. And look, it's still here. Folk that got the vaccine done caught it. The earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. God have the last word on everything. Man trying to control, people screaming, you need a vaccine, you need a this, you need a that. And they went on and tried to put something together. And you don't know what they put together. And folks proud of running over there taking the vaccine. And it's changing your DNA. Are you kidding me? You're not sick, but you running over getting what's going to make you sick. Following the world, you got to follow God to stay safe today. MC Hammer said it years ago, you got to pray to make it today. The scripture even says back in the Old Testament, when they sin, God will wink at them. But today he commands everybody to repentance. The power in us. The power in us will tell us what to do if we will allow it, if we will operate in the power that's in us. The Spirit of God, the Word of God, prayer. But we're trying to do some things. We're trying to come up financially. We're trying to come up in prestige. We're trying to look prideful and proud and all of this. And we're not giving God what he really needs to bless us, because we would be blessed much more, but we are holding on more to the flesh than the spirit. And then when something happens, then we want to run and become spiritual. Or we want to wallow with God then. When things are going good, we wallow with him. We had a form of God in there. Oh, we talked about it. But we denied the power of error. We didn't let him abide. We did things our way until things got bad enough that we couldn't do it no more. We had to go to God. I'm just telling the truth this morning. The power in us. I'm going to the senator's prayer. It says, this meeting prayer was given in Kansas, in the USA, United States of America. At the opening session of their Senate, it seemed prayer still upset some people. These folk running the country and prayer upset them. When Minister Joe Wright was asked to open the new session of the Kansas Senate, everyone was expecting the usual generalities. Because we go to church expecting the same things many times. We wake up every day expecting the same thing. But this is what they heard. Heavenly Father, we come before you today to ask your forgiveness and to seek your direction and guidance. We know your word says, woe to those who call evil good. But that is exactly what we have done. We've lost our spiritual equilibrium and reversed our values. Sure enough, we have. We have ridiculed the absolute truth of your word and called it pluralism. Pluralism, yeah. We have worshipped other gods and called it multiculturalism. We have endorsed perversion and called it alternative lifestyle. We have exploited the poor and called it the lottery. We have rewarded laziness and called it welfare. We have killed our unborn and called it choice. We have shot abortionists and called it justifiable. We have neglected to discipline our children and called it building self-esteem. We have abused power and called it politics. We have embezzled public funds and called it essential expenses. We have institutionalized bribery and called it suites of office. We have coveted our neighbor's possession and called it ambition. We have polluted the air with profanity and pornography and called it freedom of expression. We have ridiculed the time-honored values of our forefathers and called it enlightenment. Search us, O God, and know our hearts today. Cleanse us from every sin and set us free. Amen. The response was immediate. A number of legislators walked out during the prayer in protest. Do you hear that? In 6 short weeks, Central Christian Church, where Reverend Wright is pastor, logged more than 500,000 phone calls, with only 47 of those calls responding negatively. The church is now receiving international requests for copies of this prayer from India, Africa, and Korea. With the Lord's help, may this prayer sweep over our nation and wholeheartedly become our desire so that we again can be called one nation under God. Now, if we did this, if we went to God and he reversed all these things, we would make America great again. And I believe that's what Mr. Trump was talking about. He didn't know how to say all of these things. Have respect again. Don't just do God any kind of way in the country that he blessed and bless you to be in the country. I listened to his son. And his son said the media twists everything he says around. And people really was believing that he was prejudiced and he was talking about if you make America again, it would only be for white people. It wouldn't be for no other race. Anybody closing their right mind know that's a fool. Who would even think like that? And the people that followed that, they were fools. You're running a whole country. You don't have just one set race of people. You got to do for all, and he did. And he did for black folks. Yes, he did. I can't lie on him now. But you see these things he said in the prayer. We've gotten away from God and we put other names on it. God said, don't do this. We did it and renamed it. Like that was going to wipe away what God said. His word is sharper than any two-edged sword. His word is true. And what he says, that's what's coming to pass. I don't care what it looked like. I can't help what it feel like. I can't help what it sound like. His word holds true. And until we truly go back to God full-heartedly, wholeheartedly in repentance, things won't get no better. Who is it that sang the song, Sion, said the world won't get no better if we just let it be, na 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 na. The world won't get no, we got to change this world, this you and me. Teddy Pendergrass, I think he sung that. Wake up everybody, no more sleeping in bed. Remember that? Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's not going to get no better if we just let it go on like it's going. Yeah, that's it. Okay. We got to go back to God wholeheartedly. Ask him to help us. And it can't be one or two of us. It's got to be all of us. We got to want it for ourselves. Hallelujah. So listen, we back at 2 Timothy, the first chapter. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, according to the promise of life, which is in Christ Jesus. To Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. And that's what I'm saying to you this morning. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord be unto you this day. I thank God whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience that without ceasing I have remembered of thee in my prayers night and day. Greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. Hallelujah. When I call to remembrance the unframed faith that is in thee, yeah, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also, yeah, Timothy, mama and grandmama, they were godly women. Lois and Eunice, yes. 6 says, wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hand. Paul said he laid hands on Timothy and it stirred up the gift of God in him. Hallelujah. This morning, I want to lay hands on you and stir up the gift of God in you. In you. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. He reminded him, I laid hands on you and that gift was stirred up. And now he's reminding them what God gave us and what God did not give us. God did not give us the spirit of fear. But see, we'll have the spirit of fear if we don't have everything in place. If we know we haven't done what we should do. If we know we're not doing all we're supposed to do. The spirit of fear will come on us. When we hear about the gas, when we hear about what Russia did, when we hear about the chicken shortage. You know, they say black folks love chicken. But I beg the difference. I know quite a few other races that love chicken too. Asian races love chicken. Yeah, I've seen Caucasians love chicken. But the devil put things out there, and if we believe everything the devil said, we're going to be lost. We are going, because he put things out to bring us down. He don't put things out there to bring us up. And he's the prince of the air. Look at Rita over there talking about me. Oh, my goodness. You go, Sister Rita. Yeah, the devil put stuff out there hoping we'll fall prey to it. Look what he do. Put all, every black person look like the police done shot is on the news. Well, how about the white folks he done shot? They done shot. Do you know the police done killed some white people? Anybody knew that? Oh, but now they killing more of us than the, how do you know they didn't put it out there? The media didn't put that out there because that would be something positive for you to look at. They put all the negative out there. My goodness. They don't tell you where the police gave him a command and he disobeyed the command. He was resisting arrest. Nobody see that. He was high. Nobody see that he took his car and rammed it into the police and then started shooting at the police car that he done rammed and flipped over. Nobody, the news didn't bring that out. It would be a positive for us. It would be a light that come on to show us the truth. They don't want you knowing the truth. They want you to be weak and preachers. Oh, it made me so mad, y'all. I'm telling you, he said, be angry, but sin not. I think I was mad. I don't think I was angry. And I just cut it off. I cut it loose now. Because these folk, they've had a high position, but people know that it wasn't true. People know it wasn't none but talk. People know it wasn't none but they hopes that folk would believe them and sending them money and stuff. And you out here with all the racism yourself. And they're going to talk about God told you to come out, not on no lie. God ain't sent you out here to say not on no lie. There's a man, he's saved, but he's not professing God sent me out here, but this man is uncovering all these lies and all this stuff. And for black folks, and all you got to say for them that's ignorant, they did it against black people. That's all you got to say. It's on. And a lot of white people that's backing this stuff, they're not for you. They're hoping to get you in a place where you messed up too. They know you're already messed up, but you're filing along. I don't care what I hear. I'm a discerner. But God has not given us the spirit of fear because I'm raising my right hand. I've been guilty because they said it. And I'm looking. But I had to discern. I had to go in there and look deeper. Put your hand down. You're not a pop. Black lives matter. No, godly lives is what matters. Then you see he destroyed all them people back there with Noah. Did their lives matter? God killed them. They were sinners. They were disobedient. He got rid of them. Godly lives is what matters. Anybody that come to God, you matter. Anybody that's walking up right before him, you matter. If not, he said, you're going to hell. Do your life matter? No, he sent you that to hell throughout eternity to be tortured of demons and to burn forever. They can't, blue lives matter. All lives matter. Following up the devil in their mess. They done come out with this mess so they can support another agenda. And you following that mess up to my black lives. But you want to scream and yell that everybody else is prejudiced. Now you the prejudiced one. Because you following up prejudice mess. Again, that was activated by somebody else that had another agenda and it was not your black life. So I don't care who they're killing. God didn't give me the spirit of fear. He gave me power, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. I can't be against people because you look one way and I look another. You're one color. I treat people the way they treat me. I treat you the way I want to be treated. And if you treat me back the way you want to be treated, which is decent, which is caring, which is respectful. I can't help but treat you that way. It don't matter what color your hair is, blonde, brown, black, gray, it don't matter. It don't matter where you come from. I spoke to a lady, where this woman say she's from? Brazil. She said she was from Brazil. So when she knew some English, but she didn't know a lot. So she would text the answer in her phone. Well, she would hold the phone up to me, and I would speak what I was saying, and the phone would translate it in Brazilian to her, and then she would come back to answer me. And she brought her baby with her, baby about maybe 18 months, might be a little bit older. And the baby fell in love with me. The baby wanted me to hold her. And the mother texted the phone. She said, oh, my, she never goes to anybody. She likes nobody. Oh, this baby just smiled at me the whole time. You know why? Of love, of a sound mind, of power to love, of power to have a sound mind. Of love to show this baby. That baby saw it. Yeah. She didn't want to go. The mom said, we'll see you later. We'll be back. Yeah. But look what he said. In 6, he said, wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. I laid hands on you, boy. And it stirred up the gift of God in you. I pray for you, Timothy. And the gift of God is stirred in you. Yeah. Same thing for us. I'm asking God to lay his hands on us and stir up the gifts, Father. He's got more power than Paul. Lord, lay hands on us today and you stir up the gifts of God in us. Stir up your gifts that's of you in us. You gave us power, love, and a sound mind. You didn't give us the spirit of fear. We don't have to be afraid of nothing because of you. You're for us today. He said if he be for us, he's more than the whole world against us. He's more than anybody messing up the gas. Yes, he is. He's more than that. He's more than them that call themselves bombing and attacking Israel. Yes, he is. He's more than them lies that the media keep telling everybody and everybody going for. If he be for you, one individual, you, he's more than the whole world against you. But do you believe it? Or do we jump ship and time we see this thing? The media said, on the news they said it. Some days I would hear my brother say that and I wanted to just knock him out. Just knock him out. Did you see it on the news? I don't watch the news. I watch the scriptures. I watch the Bible fulfilled. He already told me what was going to be on the news, and all it's going to do is get wickeder and wiser, wiser and wickeder. It's just going to get worse and worse. And you keep watching it, it's going to make you depressed. You keep watching it, you're going to want to not go out the house. And you got doctor's appointments. You got children doctor's appointments. Dental. You got stuff to go do, but it'll have you afraid to go do it. They told me, did you hear about this? I heard about all of the shooting and the stabbings and the this and the that. I saw it on Facebook. Some way, somehow, the news going to get to you so you'll know what's continuing to go on in the world. But I don't sit up and hop on the news. It'll make me too depressed. See, I'm high-spirited. I'm a upper. I'm not a downer. And I don't want nothing to separate me from the love of God, so I'm not going to put myself in a position for it to separate me. Be not thou, therefore, ashamed of the testimony of our Lord. Don't y'all be ashamed that Jesus suffered. He hung, he bled, and he died. Don't be ashamed of that. Because he conquered all and rose with all power. And guess what? He rose up in us. Hallelujah. He received us and we received him. So be not therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner. Apostle Paul let him, don't be ashamed that I'm locked up. Tim said, I'm locked up for his sake, not my own. I'm locked up for the truth. Because if we look back at the senator's prayer and you look over that thing, you see they don't like the truth. But before he got started good, they didn't like it. Uh-uh. See, they was expecting the general prayer. Keep praying for them to keep being against God. Keep praying for them to continue to be disobedient to God. Keep praying for them to be crooked and to hurt others. Keep praying for that. Don't pray for the truth. Don't pray for me to repent. Don't pray for me to get right. Because many think they are right. But the scripture says there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is destruction. We got to remember the power in us. I want you to investigate that. I want you to pray to God about the power that he gave you, about the power that's in you. I know y'all like for me to give you everything, but I like for you to go and research for yourself. Seek God for yourself because you're going to need that power. No gas. No chicken wings, no ketchup on them fries and other things, and that's not all going to come down the pipe. You need that power this morning. You need love this morning. You need a sound mind continually so you can make sound decisions, good choices. Because look, even in the senator's prayer, he said, we have killed our unborn and called it choice. We'll do some things crooked and say it's choice. We made a choice. He even said we exploited the poor and called it the lottery. Isn't that something? I never thought about it like that. I don't use my money like that because the bird in the hand, you understand? The bird in the hand is worth more than the bird in the bush. See, I got to take a chance on the bird in the bush. I might catch that bird and I might not. But that bird that's in my hand already got him. So I'm going to go ahead and clean him up and wash him up and cut him up. And I'm going to go ahead and cook that bird. I'm going to go ahead and bake that off with some lemon and things, garlic and things. I'm going to eat that bird because I got it. See, I'm taking a chance that I might catch that bird in the bush and I might not. I can clean him up and season him up and cut him up and cook him, you know, and add stuff to him because I don't have it. And maybe I get it. But that which I already have, that's what I'm going to use. And I'm going to pray. I ask Sister Rita, I'm going to pray and ask God to multiply my bird in the hand. Yeah, I had legs and thighs today. He doesn't multiply it tomorrow. I'm going to have wings. Yeah, and for those who love the breast, I don't care for breasts, but those who, he going to multiply it and you're going to have more chicken breasts. Yeah, that's what I'm not playing no lottery and all that. I'm asking God to multiply this because he's able to stretch this, Lord. You know this all I got. So he told him, don't be ashamed of the testimony of Jesus. And don't be ashamed of me being a prisoner. But be thou partaker of the affliction of the gospel according to the power of God. Go on and suffer yourself, Timothy. Don't be ashamed of me and the Lord and I. Go ahead and be partaker of the afflictions yourself. Go ahead and call wrong, wrong, and call right, right. Go ahead and let them call you homophobia. Go ahead and let them call you a Bible thumper, a Bible beater. Let them do what they got to do, but you be for God, and you let his power work in you. You go out in his power, and you show love. And you show you got a sound mind. They not going to see your mind as sound. Your mind is sound because they're messed up. They looking for more crazy people. But you the one with the sound mind. You do right. And love them and pray for them. Because that's all you can do for them. Because many of them don't want to get it right. They so used to having it wrong, they love wrong, and they're going to keep it. The light shined in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. They don't know God sent you. They don't know what you're doing on the job that's right. They don't know that's of God. They think you're flunky. What do they call it? Brown nosing. You're a company man. They say all kind of ugly things about you. But this is what happened. God sent you there to do a good day's work for a good day's pay. If you wasn't going to work, you shouldn't have went and applied for the job. But you got many there just after the money and half doing things. Well, the company don't care about me. Well, get on up out of there. Don't do the company wrong. You went there saying, I do to the company. I do work. I will do your work right. I will do your work the way you train, the way we know it should go. You be partaker of the affliction of the gospel according to the power of God. God going to put us in some places that's hard. We always want the easy stuff. We want them calling us that we can give some scripture and throw some words that sound like prayer their way and hang up the phone. Look at the preachers now. Look at them. You can't get to them. They got, I like to say it, Paul barrels. They got armor barrels. They got guards. What? Lord, have mercy. You can't get to them. You can't just walk up to T.D. Jackson. I went to see Joyce Meyer. I couldn't even see her. She was scared. Said that there had been a threat on her life. But you serving the people. Be thou partakers of the affliction of the gospel according to the power of God. Jesus suffered. We are going to do it too. And if we die in the suffering, in the affliction, to be absent from this body is to be present with the Lord. Do we really believe that? No, we're trying to protect this old life. And he said this. If you think you're saving it, you're losing it. And if you lose it, really, you're saving it because your life is hid in him. You're going to see him one day for who he really is. But we don't take all of this serious. We do not believe this for real, and we don't take it serious for real. In many of these areas, we have a form of godliness because our flesh likes to be pleased, and we do what pleases the flesh and make us feel good. And the things of God will make you feel uncomfortable. You hear me? Many days you won't be happy. It'll appear. Why? Because your flesh is not being pleased. Many battle with forgiveness. Many battle with anger. Many battle with other things that we know is against God. We just got to give in and let God be the God of our life. Yeah. 9 says this, who have saved us and called us with the holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. I told you, that look here, nothing saved us but him. And he called all of us that he saved with a holy calling. What's your calling? Do you know? And it's not according to the work. It's not according to what we do, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. He knew you before you entered your mother's womb. He already had purpose for grace. He already had purpose for love. He already had purpose for mercy before he brought light into day and darkness into night. Before he made the world, he had already had this plan. See, God is not like us. He don't wait till the last minute to do that. He don't do something and then see what it's going to bring. He already planned it out. He already have a purpose for it. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Lord. But is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who have abolished death and has brought life and immortality to light through what? The gospel. My life is hid in Christ because of his word. I got saved because of his word. I grew in him through his word. Hey, death been abolished for me because of his word. I have a secret place in him because of his word. But do we really take God's word for real, or do we battle with the flesh with the word? The word say do this, our flesh saying do that. And Lord, I'm trying to do it. I just can't do it, Lord. And because you want to please your flesh more than God. You don't want to suffer. You don't want to suffer. You want Jesus to suffer by himself, but we reap the good benefits afterwards. The songwriter said, must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? No. There's a cross for everyone, and I know there's a cross for me. Didn't he say, pick up your cross and follow me? We don't want to suffer. Another songwriter came and said, I learned how to suffer. Yeah. I learned how to live right through that suffering. Because I learned that if I suffer, I'm going to gain eternal life. The suffering was bringing the flesh under subjection, making the flesh behave. We call it killing the flesh, letting the flesh die. So that the Spirit of God can live in us. So that we can obey his word. We can obey him. We can do what's pleasing and acceptable unto him. But we battle, boom, boom, against the Spirit. Boom. Because this flesh wants to be pleased. And many times we want to please it. I went back up to 10. But it's now made manifest by the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and has brought life and immortality to the light through the gospel. I'm a change from mortality one day into immortality. I've already abolished death because to be absent from this body is to be present with the Lord. See, I won't die. I'll sleep away, if anything. If they come and rob and kill me, I'm still not dying. I'm sleeping out of here. Because death has been abolished for me. My life is not my own. My life now is hid in Christ. But he brought this life. He brought this new life. Because if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. I have a new life now, and this new life is hid in Christ. And immortality to light through the gospel. Oh, one day I'm going to pull this off. Hey, I'm going to pull this one off and put that new one on. I won't be a mortal no more. I have immortality. I'm going to have that glorified body. I want to go through the door. I don't have to turn the knob. Just shoom, just going on through. Hey, glory. Oh, yeah. I get to see what's really in me then. But what was this power really in me? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. What real love is. Woo! Unconditional love, for God is love. But I'm going to get to see the real love. Somebody sung that, see, on real love. I'm talking about a real love. Someone to call my own. Anybody remember that? A real love. That's what Jesus is. That's who God is. For he's so loved with a real love. Hallelujah. Mary J., okay. 11 says, whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles. See, God came in and did all of these things for me. He came in and taught me all of these things. Now this is what I can do. Now I can preach. And he appointed me to be a preacher and an apostle and a teacher to the Gentiles. We the Gentiles. We're not Jews, so we Gentiles. See, I can come in the morning and share the good news of Jesus with you. I can come and share his word with you. You go back and you research it to see what it says. Is she talking right over there? Is she telling the truth over there? Good morning, Apostle Boatwright. God bless you this morning. Oh, she gone, I think. God bless you this morning. Listen, is she telling the truth over there? Is this sound doctrine she preaching? Is this with a sound mind, or is she talking some Father Naga? Is she talking some craziness? Let me get in this word and see what it's talking about. Let me pray before I read. Lord, I need your understanding. I heard what she said, and Lord, I understand. But God, I want to make sure this is you and what you said for me to do. This is the understanding of these scriptures which she read. Bishop Carl Doles, I tell you, that's my pastor. I got a pastor. Well, whatever Dole preached, I go behind Dole and look it up. Now, some things I know. Some things I already know. And what Dole putting down over there, Lord, have mercy, is the truth. I call him the carpet-kicking preacher. Because every now and then, he'd take one foot and skip it up across the carpet. Yes, sir. But I go behind Dole and make sure what Dole said is the truth. According to the spirit that's in me, according to the prayer I prayed and the understanding I got from God's word, it was the same understanding. Oh, thank you this morning, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you. Help us today, Lord. Help us to be yours and you be ours. In the name of Jesus. Help us to understand your word today, God. Help us, Lord, not to judge and think out of a sound mind. Lord, help us that our sound mind would come up on every occasion. Give us wisdom. Give us knowledge. Give us understanding of your word, God. And, Lord, let your spirit lead and guide us in the right path. Let us make the right decisions concerning our lives that's hid in you. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Thank you this morning. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We don't want to be like the world. We want to be like Jesus. Today, oh God, again, we ask that you would let this mind be in us that was also in Christ Jesus. Strengthen us today. Don't let us be fearful. Strengthen us in your power and in the power in us. Teach us how to activate your power that you've given unto us. In the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning, Father. We give you glory. Hey, Lord Jesus, we give you the honor today. We give you all the praise for your word. Lord, you've blessed us over and over again. You've given us time over and over again. And now, Father, time is truly winding up. Help us today, oh God. Help us today to honor you. Help help us to represent you in the right way today in the name of Jesus. Father, encourage our hearts and allow us to encourage each other in the name of Jesus. We thank you today. We thank you this morning, Father. We thank you. We thank you. We can't thank you enough. Oh, we give you glory. We give you the honor and praise. And Father, we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We thank you today. Hey, we thank you, Lord. We thank you. We can't thank you enough. Thank you for what you're doing right now. Oh, we give you glory. Hallelujah. We give you the honor. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for speaking. God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. There's none like you. Thank you, Lord. These are your people. These are yours, Lord. They stand in the need of you this morning. We all stand, God, needing you, for without you, we can do nothing. We need you to fix our hearts today, oh God, and regulate our minds in you in the name of Jesus. Make us over, God. Make us over. Wash us again in your precious blood. In the name of Jesus, we come this morning, God, asking that you would get the spots and the wrinkles out of us. Let us have the mind of Christ today, the mind of your son, Jesus, to obey you wholeheartedly. Oh, again, in Jesus' name we ask. Oh, thank you, Lord. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you today, Lord. Thank you today, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hey, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. There's none like him. He knows what's best for us today. He knows what's best. And he's going to give us his best. And we need to learn to give him our best. And in doing so, you're going to get to see even more of his faithfulness towards us. Anybody remember that scripture that says, eyes have not seen and ears have not heard the things that God have in store for us? And it's not always when we go back with him. It is when we go back with him, but sometimes it's right here in the earth. It's right there where you live. He hears and answers your prayer. It's right there where your child was, that your child was going to die, but God intervened. It's right there where you were going to walk into danger, but God intervened. Your eyes had not seen, and your ears had not heard. It had even entered into your heart that God was going to do that for you. But he did it just for you. Hallelujah. So we got to take this thing serious. I love laughing. I love having a good time in laughter. I love to hear good preacher. I love good gospel music. I like a good meal. Yeah, I like all kind of stuff in the earth. But if there was ever a time for us to get serious with God, now is that time. And again, stop trying to force things back to what we call normal and back to what we call the regular way. Let's stop that. Except, hallelujah, what God allows. Let me tell you, we're better off anyway. Yeah, we just got to learn to accept what he allows. And you know what? After you accept it, in a little while, you're going to get to see it work together for your good. After you accept what he allowed, he's going to show you. You accepted him. You accepted what he allowed. So now he came in and blessed you in a way you had no clue that he would bless you. You didn't fight against it. You didn't even speak bad about it. You wasn't complaining. You wasn't grumbling. You wasn't crying against it. You just let it be. Yeah. Lord, I see how my son acting. I see he lying and all of that. Okay, Lord. Lord, you got to do something with it because I can't and I'm going on because I know it's a lie and I just don't trust it, Lord. God, I see what they said over there on the girl, on the no, ma'am, not the chicken dinner. Y'all excuse me. Sister Rita, I'm going to get you. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to get you, Rita. I'm going to get you. Oh, my goodness. But, yeah, we just got to just get it right with him, please. Except what he allowed. I heard what they said on the job. Yeah. But I'm not going to accept what the job said, but I'm going to accept what God said. He said, I'm the head and not the tail. He said, I'm above and not beneath. He said, no weapon that is formed against me. I'm going to accept that. Not going to accept nobody talking about no pink slip and all of that. What is all of that anyway? Something the devil sent along to make us feel bad. Something the devil, you know what? I'm going to tell you another thing. I stopped looking at he's got talent, they got talent, or whatever that was. To me, that was the most ridiculous thing in the world. To make somebody feel up against somebody else and make them feel like they better than me. No, I don't want any of that. I'm good right here. Hallelujah. Listen, I'm going to this one. The studio is open when we come back. And this is Twinkie Clark and Mr. Clean. And they're singing, Accept What God Allow. I love this song. Oh, my goodness.
Twinkie, her and Dr. Clark were over at Bishop Walker's house. Twinkie wrote these words. See what you can do with this. Accept.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What God allows.
What God allows.
You're better off anyway.
You're better off.
Anyway. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Face the facts. Thank you. Why?
And of the sound mind. Let me have a sound mind. Let this mind be in me that was also in your son, Christ Jesus. He wanted to please your Father. That's what I want to do today. He wanted to draw others unto you. That's what I want to do today. I cannot look at what the world doing. I cannot look at the situation at hand. I got to trust you because you're going to lead me to that heavenly home. You're going to cause me to go back with you if I obey. Help me to encourage others in you. Don't let me put people down. Don't let me make people feel bad. Now the word should convict. The word of God will convict you. So you'll make a shift to get it right with him. But help me not to hurt others on purpose. Help me not to judge people. I don't know what these people went through. I don't know why they the way they are. I don't know how they got here. But Lord, help me not to judge them. Help me not to talk bad about them. Without love, without love. Listen, Sister Spinner and I think this was last week, Sister Spinner. Sister Spinner and I was talking last week, and she was sharing some things with me about her father. And the thing she was sharing, it was funny. Yeah, we both laughed. It was funny. And some things she really, really didn't like. But listen to this. In her sharing and even the things that she didn't like, that she felt, because her dad is a preacher, guess what? You still could see the love. You still could see, although she said what she said and it was the truth, but you still saw that this woman loved her father. And we laughed. Yeah, we did. I'm honest, Andrea. We laughed. Yeah. But yet we're praying for him. We're yet praying for him. But she loved him, and it showed. And sometimes we might have disagreements. Sometimes we're not going to like what each other, you know, what we're doing. I don't like what you did now. And I might be a little hot about that thing. But it's not going to keep me from loving you. It's not going to keep me from loving you. And one thing about love, you know, the person you love can say something harsh to you or even about you. Do you know you're going to find a way to love still? You'll make an excuse, oh, they didn't mean it that way, Barbara. They meant it like this. Oh, they meant it the way it sounded. But you, no, that's not the way they meant it. You overreacting, you overthinking it because of love. Listen, love covers a multitude of sin. So he gave us power, love, and a sound mind today. And we want him to stir these gifts up in us. We want to be used by him. I don't want to be used by the world. I want to be used by Almighty God. Take my gifts and talents to him who gave them to me. I give them back to him to use any way he chooses. Yeah. Hallelujah. So I'm grateful unto him. Listen, the studio is open. If there's anyone have something they would like to say today, please feel free to press that number one and come in. Good morning, Apostle Bo Wright. God bless you over there. God bless you this morning. Good to see you. Good to see you today. Always happy. Always happy to see you. And I know you be in and out sometime. I know you have to go. But we thank God for you. I'm overthinking and laying awake like crazy. I want you to stop that overthinking. Get them scriptures, Louis. Get you some scriptures. And when you start that, hold on, let me get my Bible. Let me overthink this word right here I'm about to read. All of that will go. Mm-hmm. All of that has got to go. And we're going to keep Brother Louis in prayer because Sherry is not there. And I know he missed her and some other things, but we're going to keep him lifted in prayer. Yeah. And Brother Lou, if I come to O'Keller right now, you know I know how to come directly to your house. Yes, I do. I know how to come directly to your house. I can see it in my mind. You did, Jerry. Wait a minute there. Okay, I got you now, Jerry. Good morning. How are you? God bless you.
All is well. Just sitting here thinking about the power of God.
Amen.
The power of God. Man can do a lot of things, but God is all power.
Amen.
The power of God, even with Sister Sherry, the power of God.
Hallelujah.
We got to believe that the power of God is going to lift her up and make her walk better than she ever walked before, because all power is in God. And we want to thank God that Sister Sherry is coming home, and she's going to have more energy, and she's going to feel so much better. Because through every struggle, and every trial, God brings you through it. He is that doctor. He is that lawyer. He is that friend when you're in need. The power of God, what a wonderful segment. God is the one that put the stars and have them by name. Man calls them planets and Jupiter and Mars, but God got their names. The power of God. Man can come and take everything you got in your house, like the devil had to come and tell Job. Oh, you don't lost everything, Job. All your children dead. All this is gone. Ba, 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 ba. Job said in his word, naked I come in, naked I go out. No matter what the devil throw at us, everybody, the power of God can replace it better than it was. Even Job's wife came, you going to still serve God? La, la, la. If we listen to people. Yes, I'll serve until I die. Not because he gives me material things. He gives me life. He understands me better than any human being because he made me. He know I'm a mess up along the way. If anyone would have ever told you, Barbara, that you would be living where you living, you'd have said, oh, really? But when you found Jesus, you said, oh, I receive it in the name of Jesus. The power of God is greater than any man. We can't put our faith that, well, we do put our faith. We walk in these high-rise buildings and don't think anything about the elevator and like drop us down. Man made that. But if God say, do this right here. Is that God? Is that really God telling me to do that? We question God, but we quickly follow man. I'm going to turn that around on myself starting this minute. I'm going to stop and think and say, God, is that your will? Because I know your voice, and I can't follow these strangers. Jesus is working this shortage out of the chicken, because, boy, if I don't get no chicken in my house, my son, I don't know. But I can't worry about the chicken because he said he'll feed you more than you can ever dream. 2 loaves, 2 fish, and 5 loaves of bread. He'll sit you down and feed you more than you can ever, ever imagine. So I can't worry about the shortage because with God there's an abundance. I can't worry about what man telling me. In fact, I need to tune them out because he said my sheep know my voice.
Mm-hmm.
So if God's voice says, they may say this, but I might be causing this so I can give you that. Government ain't never gave you money. But if God allowed the pandemic, here goes some money, people. The power of God is endless. Let us just start thanking him, oh Jesus. As they say, I got a feeling everything going to be all right. I once was in the hospital for 30 days, and it was during the Christmas time. I sit there so depressed and quiet until one day a light came on in my brain and said, why are you depressed? If you want to go home, rise up thy bed. God, is that you? You telling me I can go home? You said, do you want to go home? Or do you want to enjoy this rest that I'm giving you so when I let you out, you'll be ready to receive me? I got another spirit about it. So what is Christmas? So what is New Year's? So what? God is here with me, and that's all I need. When I came home, I had a better feeling about myself. I got a feeling everything going to be all right. Yes, Russia hiking this, and Russia, I'm in agreement with Sister Mike. Sister Barbara said, if Trump was there, yeah, because he a businessman. He might not be an eloquent speaker. He might not be able to talk in your ear what you want to hear. But he's a great businessman. He'll turn a business around in a minute. Sometimes we're ready because somebody say, well, he don't like black people. How do you know what he like? You listen to what everybody tell you? I don't know what the man like. I don't know if he likes McDonald's or if he likes Burger King or if he even know the difference. But what I do know, no matter who's in the seat, God's in control.
Amen.
That I know. His name might not be Trump. His name might not be Biden. His name might not be Jared Crow. But whoever's in the seat, God has all the power. And he's in control. So I'd rather take the hand of God and let him lead my path. As he say, God direct my path. Because even though I have sight, I am blind to wherever I'm supposed to be doing and what I'm supposed to be doing. Lord, keep me near the cross. Because down at the cross, it was the cross that Jesus hung for a wretch like me.
Amen.
So, God, you keep me. I don't care what the Russians doing. I don't care what China's doing. I don't care what nobody's doing. You wake me up, and you are in full control of my life, not the economy. I believe when Moses delivered the people out of Israel, they went, oh, you led us here to die. You just come up against a little water, and you think you're dying. What if you had to hang on the cross? Would you hang there and say, Father, forgive them? Or would you hang there cursing like a sailor? I'm going to do whatever you say, Lord. Because nevertheless, your will be done. Not my will, your will. So today, all I want to do is, Lord, have your way. Have your way, Lord God. Give me an understanding of where I'm supposed to go. Because you wake me up and my mind belongs to you. I got my mind stayed on Jesus, so I won't go wrong. It's too many things happening out here. 13-year-old girl dies. Going out to have fun with her friends. That could have been me. But God says, I know the plans I have for your life. It's hard for a parent to lose a child. I've never lost one. But God, I know that I know what you went through to give up your son. Not an easy task. So all I want to say is I got my mind stayed on thee, Jesus. And let's bring us all near. Draw us nearer, Lord. Nearer to the cross. Nearer to you. Let us not be consumed with this earthly thing. Because if I don't get the house on this side, bless me, the house on your side. Like you said in John 14, in my Father's house are many mansions. So this, what we got over here, is nothing compared to what's in Jesus' Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, he'd have said it. He's not a man. He's not a man where he shall lie. He has so much for us. All we got to do is believe. Praise others when they get good. Oh, thank you, Jesus. That's good. Because when praises go up, blessings come down. So today I want to say, God, please have mercy on anybody that has lost a child. Whether it's their firstborn, their only child, or whatever. Give them strength to go on. God, protect us, for we know not what we're doing in this season. the girl 13, she's dead, the boy 14, allegedly have done this horrific crime. Something's wrong, Lord. Take control of this earth.
Mm-hmm.
For you walked with Judas for years and knew he was going to betray you. One of us, and know somebody, we heard somebody saying something about us. And we are ready to jump down their throat. Jesus just walked. That's why God don't give you all knowing, because it might mess up. Lord, keep me in your perfect will. That's my prayer today. That's my prayers for everybody. Keep me in your perfect will. Let your will be done for us. Maybe you're trying to show us why we shouldn't be eating that chicken. Maybe the chicken has got some type of infection in it. That could be the cause of coronavirus. We don't know where the disease came from. We don't know how it's getting in our bodies. So why don't we step back and say, Lord, have your way, so that I may live and live life more abundantly. I might be living in a house of sticks, but this is not my last stop. Where I'm at is just where I'm at for now, because where you're going to take me is so much better. This is on this side. I believe Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, oh, we're going to throw you in the fire. They said, okay. Because nevertheless, Jesus will be with me. So when the king looked in there, he saw four people walking around. He turned that oven up as high as he could get it. On number seven, and the man fell in there. He fell in there trying to get shared right, and he checked in Abednego. He burned, because God had to make an example. I'm going to show you how I'll save them. And when they looked, they saw shared right, and he checked in Abednego walking around with a fourth person, with another person. See, when God get ready, he will reveal what really is going on in this world. He don't want you ignorant. So I want God to give me wisdom. I don't want to listen to man. Man will tell me it's storming today, lightning, thunder. Next time I check, God is the only one that has that kind of control. They'll say then if it don't happen. Well, what happened was it blew past us. They don't say they were wrong. What happened was, I used to tell my mama that. Mommy, what happened was, she said, what happened, young lady? What happened was Denise and Dennis, they were the one, and Miss Tillis got it mixed up. Really, Gary? No, that's not what happened. What happened was I need to get two little rulers here and paddle you a little harder. Yes, ma'am. But I cry and she don't paddle me. But God says, spare the rod, spoil the child. He says that in his word. Raise a child if you have him to go. You want to raise them to be liars and thieves? And then when they get arrested, give yourself the credit because you allowed it. The child wanted to know better, but you allowed him to do whatever he wanted to do. But my child didn't come with instructions. I made many, 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 many mistakes. But you allowed me to have it. So whatever happened, Lord God, I thank you. And as I had the second child, I learned more. And the third child, I got it now. Oh, do I have it? So now with my grandson, I know better when he's doing that. Listen, little baby, sit down and let grandmama talk to you. Every family needs a village of people to help them. But we all need Jesus first. This couldn't be a better name show, Jesus in the Morning. Because Jesus, you are the strength of my life. Thank you for this moment, Barbara.
Yeah.
Thank you for allowing me to just give God worship.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus, for letting my breath to talk. Allow me to have a voice. Because if I'm going to use my voice, I want to use it just to praise your name. For you are good. You are better than good. Yea, do I walk through the valleys of the shadows of death. I should not fear no evil, for you are with me. I thank you, Lord God. Words cannot express how much I love the Lord and thank him for everything he saved me from. He mostly saved me from myself. Thank you, Lord God, for you are good. So I just want to say good morning, everybody, and let's just keep God first. It's not no disgrace to say, Lord, thank you. If you can't say nothing else, just say, Lord, I thank you. Trust the number one and say, oh, God, I thank you. For you are good. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Have mercy on me, Lord God. You're powerful, powerful, powerful Father who put a rod of protection around me. Keep me under your wings because I know you, God, all by yourself. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We know that God can and he can do anything. There's nothing too hard for him. And if we lean and depend on him today, he'll make it all right for us. Hallelujah. I'm grateful unto him. Yeah, the power in us. The power's in us because he gave us the power. Yeah, we just have to pray. Ask him to teach us how to activate, how to use that power that he gave us. So we don't overdo it. We don't abuse the power, hallelujah, that he gave us, and that we don't underuse it, but we use it all. Listen, I want to do the roll call right quick, and then we'll go into one more song. And when we come back, the studio will still be open. But want to say good morning to you, Sister Dorothy Goodman. Hope you're enjoying yourself. And a good morning, Sister Mary Ann, Sister Rose Brown, Sister Samoa, Sister Melody Rose, Sister Angela, Sister Laura, Sister Alexis, Minister Jacqueline, Sister Vanilla, Sister Lachea, Sister Andrea Spinner, Sister Andrea in Philly, Sister Keisha, Sister Rita, Sister Sion, Sister Deborah, Congresswoman Corey Bush, Sister Jerry again. Good morning to you, Sister Kim Hopps. Sister Michelle, Sister Patricia Fluker, Sister Lisa, Sister Yvonne, and again, Apostle Boatwright. Good morning to you, sisters. God bless you. God bless you today. Good morning to you again, Brother Louis, Brother Jermaine, Brother Anthony, Brother D, Brother Dan, Brother Mike Hopp, Pastor Herring, Pastor James Brown, Brother George West Perry, Brother Lee Hamilton, and Brother Coleman, and Brother Frank. Good morning to you, brothers. God bless you this morning. I thank God for each and every one of you. Thank God for those of you that come through the podcast and the archives. And to my 708, good morning to you. And God bless you. God bless you. Good to see that 708 this morning. And I thank God for allowing me to see that number. Also, for those who don't push the number one or don't come in the chat room, God bless you this morning. And God bless you. Minister Robin Lynn Maben, God bless you this morning, honey bunny. I see you over on Roku and everything, sharing it. And I thank you so much, Minister Robin Lynn. God bless you today. God bless you. And I thank you for all that you're doing, all that you've done. And I thank God for your Apple, Roku, and Fire Stick. I thank you. I thank you so much. And I'm going to invest. Oh, okay, I will. I'm going to invest probably in Roku and or Apple TV, one of the two, because I have so much on my TV, I think Fire Stick will knock a lot of stuff over there. And then they just sent me another thing here for senior citizens. I'm looking for the thing. Where did I put it? Somewhere, y'all. But I have it, and it's a box, like a cable thing. And they're the ones who have to come out and connect it. And so they're going to let me know when they're coming to connect that. And I have even more stuff, you know, to watch it on my TV. Oh, I'm glad you like the cute puppy, Sister Rita, because I did like that chicken. I did like what you did with it and everything. It had me laughing too hard. Okay. All right. God bless you again, Minister Robin Lynn, maybe. Yeah, I got you on the roll call. I got you, sister. Hallelujah. So listen, let's go to this song, because we know that man many days think that he have it under control and that he's in control. But as we listen to this song, we know that he does not. Only God can, hallelujah, have it all in control. So let's take a listen.
Listen, and I want the
That one too. God can. This man can walk on water. Turn water into wine. Oh, yes. Take two loaves of bread and five fish, or five loaves and two fish and feed 1,000. Oh, yeah. I like that right there. I like that right there. Miss Dorothy Norwood this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so we just thank God today for his word, thanking for all he has done for us, great and mighty things. Yeah. And so we are excited this morning, happy and free. Yes, Lord, for whom the Son set free is free indeed. So we're grateful unto him today. All right, Evangelist Robin Lynn Maben. No more minister, it's evangelist. I forgot she got an ordination. So she's now an evangelist, and we thank God for that. And the word says, oh, how beautiful are the feet of them that spread the gospel. Yeah, that take the gospel around. Hallelujah. It's a great thing. And that's what the evangelist does. She or he spread the good news of Jesus. Oh, yeah. We go in many places where others won't go. Yeah. Hallelujah. So we thankful unto him. Okay, Brother Louis, I'm going to check that out. The Ruku stick. You just buy the stick. Wait a minute. To plug into your USB on the back of your TV. It gets the signals from the Wi-Fi on your internet. Once you own the stick, you can get a bunch of free streams charged, so I don't watch those. Okay, my stick was about $40. Some smart TVs have the Roku built in and just streams from you. Yeah, I think I have that on my TV. I'll take a look today. Thank you so much, Brother Louis. God bless you. God bless you. And God bless everyone this morning. And we thank God for everybody tuning in. And I'm just excited. And I thank God. He done did something today, y'all. Y'all better know. He done blessed this day. Ah, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Hallelujah. That spirit of praise came on. Woo, and I know that spirit. And when it comes to bless. And I am some kind of blessed this day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He did it for me. Because, look, I was in dire straits of $3,500 by Thursday. And I know that praise brought it on in there this morning. Hallelujah. And if he don't release $3,500, which I'm looking for him to do. If he does not, he already done worked it out. There may be payments or something. Yeah, but he did it. I know he did it this morning, and I thank him for it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So listen, if no one else have anything they would like to say, I need to go to one more request of the morning. I didn't know we were going to have time to play it. But look at here, Brother Frank, where you at? Let me see, do I see Brother Frank down here? Okay, I don't see him. Yeah, he's probably busy today, or he could have slept in or something. But I was going to say, now, Brother Frank, you're just being too quiet over there, never saying nothing no more. And he usually says something during the week, at least, you know. And so, and listen, just because Jerry come and give her testimony in the morning, it does not mean we don't have time for no one else. Feel free to press that number one and come in. Yeah, and say whatever it is you have to say. Good morning, God is good, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, whatever you want to say. And if it's coming up to your birthday, please let me know. Please let me know, because I want to do something for everybody's birthday, everybody that I can. I want to do something for your birthday, so let me know. Yeah. Yeah, me too, but a little bit missing old Frank. He texted me last night, and thank you, Jesus. And so I got to write him back this morning because it was, I think, around 9 when he texted me. Y'all know where I was at 9. Do you know where Barbara's at 9 o'clock? Usually snoring, yeah. So I thank God. And I slept good yesterday. Oh, my goodness, I slept good last night. I was like, what is going on? Yeah, because usually, you know, through the night, sometime I get up and go to the restroom. I might get up and get water, whatever I do. But last night wasn't none of that. It just slept straight through. Bam, bam, bam. When I woke up, it was 6 o'clock. My goodness. Yeah, I got some sleep there. Went to the dentist yesterday. All is well. All is well. I go back next Wednesday, and they do the surgery in my mouth and finish up everything and fix up. And I thought the old dentist was still there. He's gone. He didn't even say bye to me. He left, but I found him. I know where he's at, but it's all the way in St. Augustine, so I won't drive way over there for a dental appointment. But the lady that I got, she's a lady, and she's very sweet and very kind to me, and she told me all that she'll be doing and how she's going to take it easy with me because she know I don't like that kind of thing. And she was going to send me back to the oral surgeon, but she talked me into allowing her to do it. So we're going to see what happens. Yeah. Doing Jeopardy, well, let me see. Look at Louis. Louis told my teeth like stars. They come out at night. Well, mine coming out in the day. Yeah, they coming out in the day. And she's going to fix and whatever she doing there. So. We just thank God. We just thank him. And I'm going to trust her. I felt good in there yesterday. I didn't even feel the spirit of fear in no way. I said, oh, I didn't even shake. I was like, oh, go ahead on now, Lord. Yeah, you're doing it for me. So we thank God. We thank God. I got to order a meat grinder, my brother. You know the old-fashioned meat grinder Daddy used to have? See if you can find that for me and order that for me, and I'll pay for it. So I'm up here today looking for a meat grinder. Yeah. But Amazon have them. They're expensive over there, $100 and something over there. That's what he wants. He's going to pay for it. Yeah, $109. Ooh, that thing a bit expensive. Yeah, but that's what he wants. Okay, we'll go on over there and get it for you, bud. And it will be all right in Jesus' name. So listen, is there anyone else have something they would like to say? All right, if not, we will pray out this morning. As they say in church, if all hearts and minds are clear, we will pray out and we pray the Lord bring us back tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, for another episode. Oh, I didn't know that, Louis. You never could have fooled me on that one. Yeah, you couldn't have told me that. Wow, that's wonderful. All right, let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you this morning for all you've done here today. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your spirit moving. We thank you for blessing your people. Father, we thank you for hearing and answering our prayers. We thank you, Lord, that whatever we need, the gift stirred up, to operate in your power. Lord, to show love and to keep a sound mind. We thank you this morning, for there's none like you. And we realize without you, we can do nothing. So, Father, we need you to do it all for us and in us and through us. Help us today to be your people because you're our God. You're our heavenly Father, and you have all power. And, Father, as we depart this morning, there are others that stand in the need of finances. Lord, we ask that you would open a door, make a way today, and move for them in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know that sometimes you don't always use money, but God, you open doors and make other ways. We ask that you would do it today, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that our hearts and our minds would be clear, oh God. All we ask it in Jesus' name. And Father, as we depart, we ask that you would bless our going out, bless our coming in, and again, meet the need in our lives according to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. And Father, remember heart desires today. Give us our heart's desires according to you, God, according to your will, in the name of Jesus. Don't let us rush nothing, but let us wait on you. But if it be your will, Father, move quickly for us today. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We give you glory, honor, and praise. And Father, we ask it all in your Son Jesus' name again. Amen and hallelujah. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from another. In the name of Jesus, go today in love and peace. Share the good news of Jesus and give someone something of quality. God loves a cheerful giver. Have a blessed day. I speak the blessings of Almighty God upon you today, May 11, 2021, in Jesus' name. And we're going to the final request. And after this song, I will be coming back today. Have a blessed day.